Welcome to a new episode from English Plus Podcast. Today's episode is Myths and Legends, and we will talk about none other than Athena. We will talk about her character overview, the major myths related to Athena. We will talk about Athena in context, key themes and symbols related to Athena, and we will talk about Athena in art, literature, and everyday life. So without further ado, let's start talking about our today's episode of Myths and Legends, and our character for today is Athena. In Greek mythology, Athena was the goddess of wisdom, warfare, and crafts. She was the favorite child of Zeus and one of the most powerful of the 12 Olympian gods. Although Athena was worshipped in many cities, the Athenians considered her to be their special protector and named their city after her. No other Greek god has such a specific association with a city. Many rulers sought her wisdom in both government and military matters. The Romans called her Minerva. Like Artemis, the goddess of the hunt, Athena was a virgin goddess. Unlike Artemis, she did not reject men. Athena took an active part in the lives of many heroes and enjoyed their bravery in battle. As a goddess of battle, she stood alongside warriors she favored and gave them courage in the fight. She particularly favored those warriors who were both strong and intelligent. Her main weapon was the Aegis, a shield that inspired panic in her enemies when she raised it in battle. Balancing her role as a goddess of warfare is her role as the goddess of the arts and domestic crafts such as sewing. In both aspects of her character, Athena represents rational organization, moderation, and intelligent preparation. She is therefore closely associated with social organization in its ideal form, and the welfare of the community was a particular interest to her. Now let's talk about the major myths referring to Athena. Athena was the daughter of Zeus and of the Titan Metis, known for her knowledge and wisdom. Metis had tried to avoid Zeus's advances by changing herself into different animals, but her tactic failed and she became pregnant. Zeus learned from an oracle that Metis was expecting a girl. The oracle also predicted that if Metis and Zeus had a male child, the boy would overthrow his father when he grew up, just as Zeus had overthrown his father. To protect himself from this possibility, Zeus swallowed Metis after she changed herself into a fly. Some sources say that Zeus did this mainly because he wanted to possess her wisdom. Time passed, and one day Zeus developed a terrible headache. He cried out in pain, saying he felt as if a warrior were stabbing him from inside with a spear. Hephaestus, the god of metalworking, finally understood what was wrong and split Zeus's head open with an axe. Athena sprang out, fully grown and dressed in armor. By all accounts, she was a dutiful daughter. For his part, Zeus intended to indulge Athena, which made the other gods jealous and angry. The goddess was active in the lives of many warriors, kings, and heroes. She gave Bellerophon the magic bridle that enabled him to ride Pegasus, the winged horse. She showed the shipbuilder Argus how to build a magic ship for Jason and then protected the boat on its travels. She helped Perseus kill the monster Medusa. She supported Heracles through the 12 labors he was made to perform. Athena also played a role in the Trojan War. She was one of three goddesses who took part in a beauty contest that led to the war. During the conflict, she fought on the side of the Greeks. In particular, she inspired Odysseus to come up with the idea of the Trojan horse, which brought about the defeat of the Trojans. When the fighting was over, she helped Odysseus return home. Although Athena favored the Greeks, she was also important to the people of Troy. They erected a statue of her and called it the Palladium. The Greeks believed that as long as it remained in Troy, the city could not be conquered. Before they were able to win the Trojan War, the Greeks had to creep into the city and steal the statue. To become the protector of Athens, Athena had to win a contest against Poseidon, god of the sea. The clever Athenians asked each god to devise a gift for the city. With his trident, Poseidon struck the Acropolis, the hill in the middle of the city, and a saltwater spring began to flow. Athena then touched the Acropolis with her spear, and an olive tree sprang forth. The people decided that the goddess's gift was the more valuable and chose her as their protector. To avoid angering Poseidon, they promised to worship him too. In ancient times, visitors to Athens were taken to see Athena's olive tree and the rock that Poseidon had struck. Despite her virgin status, Athena ended up raising a child. According to one myth, Hephaestus became attracted to her and tried to force his attentions on her. The powerful Athena resisted him, and Hephaestus's seed fell to the ground. From that seed was born the half-man, half-snake, Erichthonius. Athena put the baby in a box and gave him to the daughters of Cecrops, king of Athens. She told them to care for him, but not to look in the box. Two of the daughters looked inside and, driven mad, jumped off the Acropolis to their deaths. Athena then took Erichthonius to her temple and raised him herself. Later, he became king of Athens and honored her greatly. Athena created many useful items, including the potter's wheel, vase, horse bridle, chariot, and ship, which explains why she was regarded as the goddess of handicrafts. She was the patron of architects and sculptors too, and the inventor of numbers and mathematics, which influenced many aspects of civilization. Athena took a special interest in agricultural work, giving farmers the rake, plow, and yoke, and teaching them how to use oxen to cultivate their fields. Athena also invented spinning and weaving. Athena even tried her hand at musical instruments. She created the flute to imitate the wailing of the Gorgons, a trio of beastly women with snakes for hair. When the goddess saw her reflection playing this new instrument with her cheeks puffed out, she was disgusted with her appearance. She threw the flute away and put a curse on the first person to pick it up. The satyr Marsyas picked up the flute and suffered the consequences when he dared to challenge Apollo to a musical contest. Some sources say that Athena threw away the flute because the other gods laughed at her for looking so ridiculous. Athena was generally a kind goddess. She promoted good government and looked after the welfare of kings who asked her for guidance. Athena was a goddess of justice tempered by mercy. Her work led Athens to adopt trial by jury. Like the other gods, however, Athena did not tolerate lack of respect. She turned Arachne into a spider after Arachne boasted that she could weave more skillfully than Athena. She also blinded Tiresias when he happened upon a stream where she was bathing and saw her nude. Because this fault was accidental, she softened his punishment by giving him the gift of prophecy or the ability to see the future. Now let's look at Athena in context. The Acropolis is a hill rising 500 feet above the city of Athens. On it stands the remains of some of the finest temples of ancient Greece. The largest and most famous of these temples is the Parthenon, which was built to honor Athena. This magnificent white marble building is surrounded by columns, a huge statue of Athena made of gold and ivory used to stand inside. Athena, as the protector of Athens, was no doubt a figure whose importance was tied directly to Athens' importance as a Greek center of power. Her qualities reflect the qualities that Athenians saw in themselves, as well as the qualities that they aspired to achieve. Several festivals, some tied to the growing season, were held in honor of Athena. Processions of priests, priestesses, and other members of society, particularly young girls, often formed part of the celebration. The goddess's most important festival was the Panathenaea. Started as a harvest festival, this annual event gradually evolved into a celebration of Athena. A great parade of people from Athens and surrounding areas brought the goddess gifts and sacrifices. Athletic competitions, poetry readings, and musical contests rounded out the festival. The Panathenaea came to rival the Olympic Games in popularity. Now let's talk about some key themes and symbols regarding Athena. Athena is one of the most well-regarded deities in Greek mythology. Although she sometimes struck down those who showed arrogance or disrespect, she was generally considered a wise and dutiful protector. She is often associated with owls, a traditional symbol of wisdom, Athena is also described as having gray eyes, which Greeks considered to be a sign of wisdom. The olive tree is another important symbol of Athena, representing her gift to the people of Athens. Now, what about Athena in art, literature, and everyday life? In works of art, Athena is usually portrayed as a warrior. She wears a helmet and breastplate and carries a spear and a shield adorned with the head of Medusa. An owl generally sits on her shoulder or hand or hovers nearby. The Romans frequently depicted the goddess wearing a coat of armor. Athena inspired numerous paintings and statues. The great Athenian sculptor Phidias produced several works in the 5th century BCE, including a 30-foot bronze piece and an ivory and gold statue that was housed in the Parthenon. The statue of Athena kept in the Roman temple of the goddess Vesta was said to be the Palladium of Troy, taken by the Trojan prince Aeneas when he fled the burning city. Athena and her stories appear in many literary works as well. In Greek literature, she is a prominent character in Homer's Iliad and the Odyssey, and her influence is felt throughout the plays of Aeschylus, Sophocles, and Euripides. The goddess also plays a leading role in the works of Roman writers Virgil and Ovid. In the realm of science, one genus of owls has been classified under the name Athene, an alternate spelling of the goddess's name. So, that was everything I wanted to share with you about Athena in this episode of Myths and Legends. I hope you learned some new information about Athena, and of course, I hope you enjoyed the new information you learned. Now, with that being said, let me remind you that you can find two links in the description of the episode. One is going to take you to our website, EnglishPlusPodcast.com. You will find the transcript there. You will find exercises and a lot of other things to take your English to the next level. And you will also find a link to our Patreon page. If you would like to support English Plus, go ahead and become a patron of English Plus, and you will also get access to our premium episodes. We have English premium episodes plus premium episodes, and these are about literature, arts, science, etc. We have our premium book club coming soon and our premium creative writing workshop. We have a lot of things for our patrons, so go ahead, become a patron, support us, and get all of these benefits. With that being said, this is your host, Danny. I would like to thank you very much for listening to another episode from English Plus Podcast. I will see you next time.